Protesters made their way through the city of Buffalo on Sunday and were criticizing police for the officer-involved shooting of 60-year-old Willie Henley. The group Black Love Resists in the Rust organized Sunday's demonstrations, and their executive director, Felicia Brown, says they'll organize another effort again this afternoon at 3:30 at Niagara Square. Earlier this morning, Felicia Brown also offered perspective on Saturday's incident.
When we watch the video, we see the police in pursuit of him for several blocks. And in that time, there is video of him saying, essentially to the police, leave me alone, right? I'm by myself. I didn't call you all. But still, they pursued him. They chased him. They surrounded him. And they shot him. So for us, one of the most important things to lift up is the fact that police officers, if this was truly a call for a mental health crisis, police officers should not be responding to that, right? Police officers are ill-equipped to respond in positive and de-escalate in positive ways to mental health crises. So we need a intervention team that is completely separate from the police department when responding to crisis intervention, period.
Felicia, we heard a little bit from the mayor yesterday. He was on his own radio show, so obviously we didn't necessarily hear from him or have a chance to question him specifically. But at the same time, he says he has a plan that he is going to announce. Do you feel comfortable with the fact that he might have a plan that you find acceptable?
Yeah, so we've been hearing for a long time that the mayor has plans. You know, for me, I've watched Mayor Brown, you know, for all of his terms. And every time something comes up, he has a plan and he wants to address it. And I and folks who are with me, right, have not seen those plans fully implemented and have not seen them take a positive turn in our community.
There were calls, rather, for the mayor to resign. Let's go by what he's been saying. He has no plans to resign. What is the next step for your group?
Yeah, you know, we believe that Mayor Brown needs to resign because this isn't the first time someone was brutalized by the Buffalo Police Department, right? Quentin Suttles was brutalized. Tyshawn Vance, shortly after Quentin Suttles. Wardell Meach Davis was killed by Buffalo Police. Dominique Calhoun was dragged out of her house at 7 months pregnant. Rafael Pito Rivera was killed by Buffalo Police. Jose Hernandez Rossi, right? Like, we have a lot of names of people who have been brutalized or killed by the Buffalo Police Department under Mayor Brown's tenure. So for us, the call for him to resign is the fact that he's not doing enough in this area. Right. Yes, he does come up with plans. He has plans. And again, we don't see those plans. We don't see the fruit of those plans in the Black and Brown community.
Felicia Brown, we're going to have to end it at that note right there. But we want to talk to you more down the road. And thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Felicia Brown is the executive director of Black Love Resists in the Rust. This is WBFO.